Now the Chiefs with 9:10 to go in the game, trailing 13-10, have first down and goal to go at the 8-yard line. Fake handoff. Oh. Smith's going to run it on the near side. Five gets a block. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Doug, you can design plays. You can think of things all spring and summer. But your team right now is showing toughness. What about that mental and physical toughness that your offense is showing?
You know, those are topics and subjects that you can't coach. You can't teach that.
Davis runs over a tackler.
That's something that comes from each individual. That's a desire. That's a want to.
Another broken tackle. Slams into two rings.
It's hard to reach into somebody's core, their heart, and pull that out of somebody. It sort of has to be instilled in them. And we've got guys that can do that. Not only in the offensive line, but our quarterback can do that. Our runners, our receivers, our tight ends, and collectively as a group, might not be the flashiest of offenses, but they're getting the job done.
When did you see this kind of come into being? When did you see it, like, hey, these guys got some toughness to them?
You know, towards the end of last season, that unselfishness, that characteristic started to show with our guys. I think it really starts with Alex, though.
Come on, we're all right. All right, one at a time, let's go. All right, son!
His ability to lead the guys, he's not a big rah-rah type guy, but yet he can lead by example.
Debo, hell of a catch.
He leads through his own physical toughness. And so at the end of last season, began to see that, you know, sort of gel with the guys. And then, you know, with adversity earlier in this year with the offensive line and you know, Jamal was out for a couple of weeks. And, you know, again, the guys rallied and guys are playing some different positions up front. But yet that grit and that toughness and that want to is there.
Hey, you guys keep rolling, man. Keep rolling.
The NFL, though, is a world of stats. What I like about this team is no one cares about stats. As a coordinator, how comforting is that to you to think, I don't have to feed some guy 7 passes or give... I mean, what is that like for you?
It's wonderful. It really is, because there's no egos on the offensive side of the ball, and nobody's complaining that they're not getting the ball enough. And the biggest stat is the W's and the L's. And if our left column has more numbers in it than our right column, then we're happy and we're satisfied.
I know we talked about numbers doesn't matter to this team, but there is one number, team number, that jumps off the board, and that is your red zone efficiency. It's been the best this franchise has had in years. Why is this team so good in the red zone?
I think number one is we're taking care of the football down there.
Charles, sweep right, now cuts it back inside the 15.
You know, that's key. You're not turning the ball over.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And I would say this, the ability to run the football in the red zone becomes important.
Charles with the run, 35-30, breaks it to the right, touchdown!
Defenses are protecting that goal line. They're dropping more guys into coverage. You're seeing 8 men in coverage. You have to be able to run the football, and that's something we've been able to do.
That a kid now. That a kid.
Great game. Nice job.
I got to ask you about Seattle. You keep facing these physical defenses. This team now is physical at all 3 layers. What about trying to exceed their physicality?
Yeah, you know, another great football team. You know, it's the last couple of weeks, really, from the beginning of the season with the Tennessee Titans all the way through to where we are today. We have faced great defenses here in the National Football League.
The Chiefs win another game, 6 wins in 7 contests, and this one was nothing but grit.
Seattle is one of those teams that they can definitely get after your passer. They're great against the run. You know, everybody thinks they're a big man coverage type team, but they play a lot more zone than you think. The thing is, we have to match that physicality. You know, we have to match their speed, their intensity, and we have to bring the fight to them.